What's up? You are listening to Mondo Trash Show with your host Maxwell Maxwell, broadcasting live from CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. I'm joined by my beautiful and gorgeous and hot host, Carly Kennedy. What's up, Carly?
Not that much, Maxwell. Quite excited to be here tonight.
You're very excited. Is it true we're having a special guest in studio besides yourself? Oh, no, it's not true. Okay, never mind. They bailed out. We did have a super special guest from a super special band who just got signed, apparently.
Yeah, Jakarta's got a new album coming out sometime soon. A friend of mine is the lead singer. His name is Richie. Actually, I got confused. I can't remember whether I was supposed to call him or he was supposed to call me.
One of those things. Okay, so we're by ourselves in the studio
he
today.
He may come at another point.
He may show up at some point. We may be joined by the singer of Jakarta, here to discuss their new album. Or possibly not. Later today, we will be giving away tickets to go see Devendra Banhart around 9:30. So keep those dialing fingers at the ready. We got some Tokyo Police Club for you right now. Coming up, The Cure, Art Manala, The XYZ Affair, Junior Senior, Christina, Dirty on Purpose, Dresden Dolls, Fountains of Wayne, The Bicycles, Flaming Lips, Ivory Lighter, Eugene McGuinness, and Gentleman Reg. All that and more here on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Maxwell Maxwell.
And I'm Miss Carly Kennedy.
And stay tuned.
I've been told that the world's greatest heist will unfold when the clock strikes 12 and it tolls. This time don't stand a chance. In my room and my father's out the door, his heir and the next crime lord. We brought thinking we'd be
I'm
dresses are. Will you tell us where the naughty children go? Will you show how the sky turned white and everybody froze? Heaven knows how they got into the fireplace, but everybody's saying grace and trying to keep a happy face. And Mrs. O, will you teach us how to keep from getting cold? Out we go, and you watch us as we face the falling snow. What a show, with our hair dryers aimed to the north and 50-foot extension cords. You really have a way with words. The truth won't save you now.
$15, the Friends of CITR card scores you in-store discounts at Beat Street, Red Cat, Vinyl, Scratch, and Audio Pile. Support Vancouver's finest indie radio station and pick up your card today.
What do you want to do with your life?
I want to rock.
Oh!
Wow, that was pretty exciting. Okay, so we were just listening to the Dresden Dolls with Mrs. O from their album Yes, Virginia, a few months old. Well, actually like a year or two old, but it's still a good listen and definitely an improvement on their first one, which had that awesome single coin-operated boy and a cute little video to go with it. Well, Carly, how did you like that?
I was quite into it. I'm not going to lie to you.
You were into it?
I was into it. I was dancing around.
You were dancing around. I was into it. I was dancing around.
I was considering jumping on the table and dancing
around. I like it. You're feeling good about college radio, though.
I am.
Well, we hope all of you out in La La Land, that's Los Angeles, out in Radio Land are enjoying our little college radio experience. Every week, of course, we bring you the best and brightest in mediocre pop music here on CITR 101.9 FM, and more specifically my show, Mondo Trash Show, with your host, Maxwell Maxwell. And hopefully I will be joined more and more often by my lovely co-host, Miss Carly Kay, as she brings the deliciousness. Gossip. Let's talk about gossip. I hear that a newly sober Paris Hilton has been spotted with what looks like hand-rolled cigarettes, going around to some of Los Angeles's most fabulous nightclubs.
Of course, they would be hand-rolled cigarettes and nothing else.
I hear that they're not actually full of tobacco, but rather marijuana, and she's smoking them.
You know what? That couldn't be the Paris Hilton
that
I know.
She's smoking them in order to get intoxicated with the THC inside the marijuana, and despite her heartwarming statement earlier on Larry King that she was now when she spent some time in jail, she found God, and what was it? I don't know. She was going to be sober and I think help kids or something.
No, it's obviously definitely not true.
It's got to be a lie.
It's got to be just gossip.
Paris Hilton
just
would never do that.
Never do that. It, ever.
That. Although she does have herpes for sure. Because remember when they found that. Remember when they found that. Geez, she didn't pay the storage bill on her little U-Haul storage locker. Yeah, and auctioned it off though, and among the things were like the receipts for like 3 abortions under these different names, and like all these prescriptions for Valtrex, which is this herpes medication.
Oh dear.
So if any of our listeners are planning on going out to Los Angeles and getting their freak on with Paris Hilton, probably a bad idea, although you probably didn't need us to tell you so. Anyways, I think we're probably going to go into another song. Carly, do we want to rock and roll, or do we want to get sensitive?
I think we should get sensitive and then rock and roll.
Get sensitive and then rock and roll.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we are going to get a little bit sensitive first with some Final Fantasy. This is a little bit older, but you know, everybody loved it back in like 05, 06. So
I still love
check
it
out, Final Fantasy. This is the dream of Wynn and Reg from Final Fantasy Has a Good Home, followed by something which will rock your socks a little bit. Enjoy.
Myself, the Prince of Buzz. Can't wait until you, can't wait till you unsubscribe. I'll be a lonely scribe. But what if they like it and lock us in a cannery with your accordion until we can can get along. We can get along. Montreal, mighty, it's young, but Montreal won't break us down. If we put our hearts in 20,000 tiny jars, they'd never leave.
Sing Milford is just fine. And I think it was in Ottawa that I had the best time. Though Montreal's appealing, oh, I need the real thing. Paris, oh, Paris, be mine. When I was just 16 years old, whoa, whoa, whoa. That's when I found out where I need to go, whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah, I found the answer in the Tropic of Cancer. Discovered lovers and dirty floors in a nice cool creeper. Now some years have passed and I still know, whoa, whoa, whoa. I found a garden for my heart to grow, whoa, whoa, whoa. The big Eiffel Tower, like a beautiful metal flower. We'll smile and sing and down to pictures. It's easy if who's at to see. Of all the crazy nights of drinking cheap red wine. Though certainly I'll miss you. I heard they have nice tissues in Paris.
Alrighty, you're back on CITR 101.9 FM with This Is Blah. Oh, fuck, I can't even talk. Alright, this is Mondo Trasho with your host, Maxwell Maxwell, joined in studio by the lovely Miss Carly Kay for a delightful evening of indie rock and corporate rock and all kinds of rock and pop and stuff like that. Okay, so what we're also doing is we're giving away some tickets. We got a pair of tickets to Devendra Banhart that we don't want, and we think you might want them, because a lot of people might really enjoy going and seeing Devendra Banhart live when it comes to Vancouver. But, you know, I think Devendra Banhart kind of sounds like Adam Sandler when he sings. No, he does. He totally sounds like Adam Sandler. Anyway, but, you know, he's cool. He's a hippie. He's got all these great stuff. And he's playing Saturday, September 1st at the Commodore Ballroom. So,
Yeah, I don't want those tickets.
You don't want those tickets?
No, I don't want those tickets.
You don't want those tickets?
No,
okay, let's give them away. Let's give them away to a caller. Your first name has to start with a K. Call in right now, 604-822-2487. That's 604-822-CITR. To go see Devendra Banhart for free, you get a plus one at Saturday, September 1st at the Commodore Ballroom.
You want to know who else sounds like Adam Sandler?
Who else sounds like Adam Sandler?
I watched some of those really, really great Celebrity Jeopardies the other day, and apparently Jimmy Fallon does an amazing Adam Sandler.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's play a song and we will get off or something.
Strangely out.
was kind of hot. Alrighty, well, congratulations to Kyle. Kyle with a K, who won the tickets. Sorry about that, Tim, but Tim does not start with a K. Kyle, you are going for free to go see Devendra Banhart on September 3rd. So everybody else, you have to pay, but I would encourage you to do it because it's probably going to be a pretty cool show. So you just heard the Flaming Lips doing Mr. Ambulance Driver off their new album. The Bicycles, that was actually a friend of mine suggested I check that out, and it's great. The song is called Paris Be Mine. The album is The Good, The Bad, and The Cuddly. Before that, we had Eugene McGuinness with Monsters Under the Bed off of The Learnings of Eugene McGuinness. That's coming out in a month, so check it out. The Pipettes, Your Kisses Are Wasted on Me from their new full-length, The Pipettes. We Are the Pipettes. Final Fantasy, This Is the Dream of Wynn and Reg from their first album, Final Fantasy Has a Good Home. Stay tuned to CITR 101.9 FM. You're listening, of course, to Mondo Trasho with Maxwell Maxwell. You want to say hi, Carly?
Hi, Carly.
That's pretty good. Okay.
I tried.
Carly likes baking.
I do like baking.
You know, I think a lot of people like baking. Baking is getting hip nowadays.
Really? It's relaxing.
Baking is great. I like cookies.
I do like cookies.
I make really fascinating cookies when I'm drunk.
Yes, that's very true. I don't know. I think it's a bit of a country thing. I grew up in the country, so you know what? Actually, my apple pie won third place in the country fair when I was like 12.
Did you get a ribbon?
I did get a ribbon. It was a white ribbon because it was third place, and I totally got beat out by a 5-year-old.
You did.
I swear her grandma helped her, though.
That's terrible. You know, I actually won. This is a true story. I won first place in a watermelon eating competition at the California State Fair. This is state level. I didn't even know it was like a competition. They were just like, I was just like, what's going on there? And they were like, oh, it's a watermelon eating competition. These people are getting ready. I'm like, ooh, can I get in on this? And I'm like, they're like, yeah, sure. Okay, so I sit down and there's all these people who are actually really into this and knew about this beforehand. I was like a kid at this point. I was 12 or something. And so I sit down, and they give us the watermelon, and there's like, on your mark, get set, go! And, I just cram the whole thing in my mouth, and, like, I'm done. Wait, holy shit, I'm the first one. I won this thing. I won this state competition just, like, by walking in and showing up. And they came in, like, with a, you know, video camera. I was on TV, and then all of a sudden I just started vomiting.
How old were you at the time?
I was like 12, 13.
Nice.
It was great, you know. I'm one of the few people who can say that they've thrown up on live television.
That's amazing.
It's pretty exciting. All right, I think we're going to play another cut for you. This actually is Gentleman Reg, one of the many fine artists who got a lot of exposure with the Short Bus soundtrack. You know, Short Bus, the John Cameron Mitchell movie, it's really great. It's very emotional.
You know, I still haven't seen that, but I keep hearing it's fabulous.
It's a great fucking movie. It's really so amazing. It's like, in addition to being like the first, basically it's an indie movie with cum shots in it, but it's not really, it's not a porno. It's, you know, it uses sex as a vehicle to, to tell a story about how people connect. Kind of in the same way that the director's previous movie, Hedwig and the Angry Inch, used glam rock music to, tell stories about how people and they connect and such.
Hedwig and the Angry Inch is coming out at, it's going to be playing at the Vancouver Queer Film Festival.
Yeah,
right?
Actually. We're probably going to do some coverage of that at some point because we need to do some kind of responsible journalism.
I think this is necessary. You know, the problem with the movies?
The problem with having responsible queer journalism is that, I think as a queer, I'm kind of naturally irresponsible, you know? Like, I didn't show up last week because I was drunk off my face or pride, right? And, you know, maybe that doesn't reflect the community as a whole. But I think it certainly reflects a lot of people in the community, like myself. We like to party. You know, we don't really want to be responsible, at least and for a while. Not for a while. Okay, so where was I going? John Cameron Mitchell actually is going to be here if you want to talk to him, director of Short Bus.
Then I don't think there's any way that we can't go see that.
Yeah, we got to go see it. Got to go, He's a little afraid of me, though, because I met him before, and he was a little put off by the intensity of the, fandom. I mean, I was a little
younger.
Were
you very drunk at the time?
Honestly, I was drunk a lot of the time at that point, so probably yes. I'm going to put my money on yes. It was a little sad because it was like at 11 a.m. But whatever, right? Okay, so John Cameron Mitchell going to be here. Where's it going? Oh, yeah, the soundtrack. The soundtrack is so great. It has all these amazing artists. Gentleman Reg to establish acts like Yola Tango, actually, and Animal Collective, who did a lot of the soundtrack for the movie. Not like you know, the songs, but like the you know, incidental music that goes on at random points that you don't really pay attention to. And the interesting thing is that now everybody likes to use this soundtrack to have gay sex to. And if you go on Xtube.com, which is where people upload these amateur sex videos, and you're watching these amateur sex videos, it's always playing in the background.
Xtube?
Yeah, Xtube.com.
How come I haven't heard of Xtube before?
I don't know. It's great. It's like YouTube, but like filled entirely with smut.
That's amazing. You know, this is really
Web 2.0, right?
Everything that you can't upload on YouTube because of content.
Yeah, because it's filthy. It's like, you know, pasty people, you know, touching their nasty, sweaty, oily bodies at home.
Oh, that's lovely.
In the confines of like their horrible little sad apartments.
Oh.
You know, some of it kind of makes you want to cry. But, like, it's the soundtrack to a lot of it, especially if it's couples. A lot of, like, the couples like to listen to the Short Bus. So, you know, for our generation, the Short Bus soundtrack is kind of like Barry White or something, I think. So, anyway, here's a cut. One of the artists, Gentleman Reg, who does this song called The Boyfriend Song. And here, actually, is an acoustic version of that. From the Bavarian open source session he did. So let's give that a listen. I don't know. Is there anything else I should be saying? Oh, yeah, the new Discorder magazine is out right now, and everybody should go and pick that up.
I saw a copy of it out front.
Yeah.
It's a really hot cover.
It's a very hot cover. There's always a really attractive cover. Of course, Discorder is the magazine that CITR puts out. And we have a very talented staff. Sometimes I write things for it. There's going to be a lot of my stuff in the September issue because I'm doing a Hey DJ article, which is sort of where the DJs talk about their column and stuff. Mine's just mostly going to be like, yo, I want Jackie to get drunk and win this party. I like this music. I don't want someone on a party. I'm drunk. I think we've been talking for too long. Let's play some fucking music.
Good idea, man.
So here is Gentleman Reg doing the Boyfriend Song. It's an acoustic version from the Bavarian Open Source session. So check it out. You're listening to CITR. Keep it tuned, whatever.
Strong arm to do the rescuing. Now I will a call.
Hello again. How are you guys? Are listening to 101.9. You're listening to the Sunday Night Mondo Trash Show Show with Maxwell Maxwell. And I'm here guest hosting tonight. I'm Miss Carly.
Hey, what's up, Ms. Carly? That was very good. I'm impressed.
I did the whole announcing thing, the whole title show. I was pretty stoked right then.
Yeah, you should be pretty stoked. Awesome. Yeah, well, you know, it's kind of a slow summer. Less people listen to CITR, obviously, because a lot of UBC kids are gone. I don't know. Well, that's pretty much our show. I think we're going to end on a high note. This fun little band, they're called the XYZ Affair. And I think we're going to play a song by them because they're kind of like Weezer when Weezer is doing well. And I like Weezer when Weezer is doing well, but not when they're being obnoxious and doing crazy things and, like, you know, being celibate for a year and being a monk and going back to Harvard. Or actually, basically, I just don't like their asshole singer. I don't know. Okay, so did you have a fun time on the air, Carly?
I had a super fun time.
I had a super fun time. I had a super fun time with all you guys. And thanks for tuning in. Because we love you a little bit. I mean, it's kind of an abusive love. Kind of like a don't make me hit you again kind of love. But yeah, you know, I don't know.
It's the kind that we're into.
I'm sorry for playing you a lot of tango all the time. A couple weeks ago, I was in a bad situation. Anyway, we're going to pretty much finish up the show. We're going to tell you to tune in next week, Sundays, 9 p.m. as always, Mondo Trasho with Maxwell Maxwell on CITR 101.9 FM. And we are going to tell you, I don't know, where the fuck did I put that copy of Discorder Mag? Here it is. Okay, right. So, Discorder Magazine tells you what you need to be doing at some point. There is a big old calendar of events. And you should know that there is... What the fuck is this? What day is today? Today's like the 12th.
True,
is today the 12th?
Yeah.
Today is the 12th. Okay. let's see. You should go and see Sex with Strangers in the No-No Spots and the Sessions, Richards on Richards, on the 16th. At you should go see Great Aunt Ida the 17th. At the Railway Club. Great Aunt Ida puts on a great fucking show. And you should go see Thor on the 18th at the Lamplighter.
Hey, Maxwell.
Thor's fascinating. Yeah, what?
Speaking of the Lamplighter, everyone should go to the Lamplighter tomorrow night for the anti-pop show. It starts at 8, I believe. I think it's $7 at the door. Something like
8 o'clock?
Yeah.
Sounds good. Okay. So tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, Lamplighter. Sounds good. The 19th, Blood Brothers, if you like that kind of thing, at the Plaza. Wilco at the Malkin Bowl. Wilco is fun. A lot of people like Wilco. I said I was going to be giving away tickets, but I'm not. The Pack on the 24th at the Railway Club. The Pack is another awesome band. Who actually played a show at the Railway Club with Great Aunt Ida and Stinkmit as part of our NCRC. And that about wraps up our show. We're going to cut you out of this shit with some fucking song. I don't know. Oh, just fuck it.